You know, the legal system is supposed to be fair and balanced. But when it's not fair and balanced and people are applauding, should we be worried? The answer is damn right. Welcome back to the Rant Network. I am David Solomon, introducing Stuart Brisgell again today, because we're going to be diving into these raw, unfiltered issues that we spend, you know, the news, pop culture, politics, and so much more, folks. You can't imagine what we go through here at the Rant Network. We dissect the absurdities of today, and this is one of those absurd things that you may not even realize how crazy this could be. So this real deep-seated issue in society should be worrying you. So we're going to keep it real here today. So buckle up, folks, as we start another edition of the Rant Network. Well, ladies and gentlemen, practically a week ago, people were applauding that Donald J. Trump was ordered, actually it's a week, to pay $355 million in penalties, finding the former president that he lied about his wealth for years. It's a civil fraud verdict that really pierces his image, as you know, but it could really put a massive dent in his business. Now, this judge, Arthur Ingerns, I believe that's his, how we pronounce his name, following what Letitia James' lawsuit. Now, if you remember, Letitia James famously said she was going to bring down Donald Trump, and her glee in this week has been unparalleled. But the problem is, folks, that when you go through a court case like this, when you have a biased political attorney general, and what appears to be a judge with no jury, putting such a fine, a penalty on the table. We in Canada think that anytime somebody throws money down, Stuart, like that, it's normal. It's good. But apparently, it's not only egregious, there's a problem with the law here, Stuart. And people should be really worried. Take it away, my friend.
Okay. Let's first start understanding that I'm a financial advisor. David is a chief revenue officer. And we're going to give you a rant with a legal lens. Oh, and this podcast, in many aspects, will be different from most of our other ones because this is really about law. You know, this topic touches wallets and rights of every single American. And the rule is the excessive fine clause of the Eighth Amendment. Now, it's an obscure topic, but let me give you another example of the Eighth Amendment. It's really overlooked, and it's a section of the Bill of Rights, something that Canada doesn't really have until the 1960s. So ours is much older, has significant implications for both civil and criminal. Now, we all know what no bail reform is, right? People get arrested and get let out with no bail. The reason that they argued and got that is one of them is the Eighth Amendment. It's an unfair amount to be charged, right? And you know, I'm thrilled to talk about this because this clause is designed to protect citizens from enormous financial penalties that are disproportionate from the actual offense. So what exactly is an excessive fine clause? Well, excessive bail should not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor a cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. In other words, that's a quote. The cause concerning excessive fine ensures that the government cannot impose an unreasonable penalty. It also can't have it done in an unreasonable amount of time. Donald J. Trump has the right to file an appeal within 30 days. Yet you hear how Letitia James is salivating at the lips that I want to confiscate your properties and sell them at a fire sale to add additional punishment. The origins of this clause, by the way, trace back to the English Bill of Rights, which I just pulled up here, which was 1689. It was to safeguard arbitrary punitive fines imposed by the monarchy when the founding fathers drafted the Eighth Amendment and included limits for the new government for financially punishing individuals. And it's really interesting that the Supreme Court has an interpretation of this clause. For a long time, the Supreme Court didn't say much about excessive fines. But there's a landmark case in 1998, Bazigan, that fines must be proportional due to the offense. And in this case, the defendant thought that the case was charged was failing to declare money while traveling. And the government thought the forfeiture, the entire amount involved. The court ruled that it was unconstitutional because the fine was grossly disproportional to the gravity of the offense. Let's talk about this case, David. Who was defrauded? No one can say. The banks have been paraded through going, dude, we made a lot of money. Where is the crime? You know, the judge, let's continue. Hang on. The clause has been applied for civil forfeiture cases where the government seizes property involved in a crime. What is the crime? And the court has made it clear that the value of the property must bear relationship to the offense. So is Letitia James trying to twist this so that she can take Trump Tower and sell it for a dollar to woke or us? This is like a fundamental part of the Constitution, David. And the reason why I'm really diving into this more as a legal rant is because now we're going to get into the banter, the politics. Dershowitz, who's a Democrat, who's a Fox News contributor, just said that if we do this now from this side, it's going to happen from the other side, and there will be something called a precedent. And the argument is, this isn't not just not reasonable, it's unfair and meets the litmus test of everything that the Supreme Court and the Constitution set out. So we got to ask ourselves, why can a political biased judge that says, I'm really going to convict you, do it without a jury, and then have the district attorney who was elected based off of being a headhunter for Donald J. Trump, be allowed to do such an egregious thing and continue to threaten. You know, these aren't jawboning comments. These are threats coming from the government. And you know what? When the government goes after you, I don't want to sound conspiracy theorist, junky, crazy, but the government is clearly targeting people in. It is polarizing the entire country so that there is discord, that there is violence, and that there is an uprising, because it's the only way that they are going to have any sensibility of dividing the country to be reelected. Because I know that a certain percent of the population loathes Donald Trump. Let's be honest, the guy isn't the most favorable guy in the world. And then you're going to take, there's so many people that are so against a war. Well, you know, who's for it? Who's not? And again, continuing to subdivide because the set of people constantly being subsetted into smaller pockets, how to tear them out of voting against themselves because they have nothing to run on. And we spoke last episode about this very topic, David.
Look, Stuart, I'm gonna tell you something, and you touched on it, is I don't really care how much you hate, loathe, whatever you word you use, Donald Trump. Legal precedent is legal precedent.
And while you're sitting here as the average American saying, no one's ever going to come after me. I don't own real estate. No one's going to do this to me. Folks, once something passes, it's precedent. And if you don't know what that means, take a look at Roe v. Wade and take a look at what ends up happening when precedent occurs. And it does have a domino effect and damage. Alan Dershowitz talked about it the last court case, that Donald Trump was being paraded through, and it's an inherent danger going after a former sitting president. He warned everybody.
It's not, but it's not just about a sitting president. It goes beyond that.
I agree. The thing which is scary is, number one, Letitia James from the beginning said, "I am going to destroy him. Okay. And clearly she's trying everything. Now, if you look at the punitive fines that were put there, until he pays, the amount goes up. That amount,
$80,000 a day.
Okay. So, you know, and I know they're appealing, and I know they're this, and I know they're that, but the idea of absolutely demolishing him was the game. And I think that this is the disgusting part, Stuart, is that the court system isn't meant to destroy people, but to lay justice. And if this is what you call justice, and you do this to Donald Trump, you, and I said this in a previous episode, and you could go back and listen to it, you're next. Because there's going to be some lawsuit, district attorney, somebody who's going to go after and say, well, we destroyed Donald Trump, let me destroy this person for no other reason other than personal vendettas. Look, you can, you know, I'm flabbergasted by the gravity and the depth of hate. Yeah, you could loathe the man. Yes, you could hate the man. I get it. But the hate is absolutely unparalleled. Now, you know, yesterday, Stuart, on so many of the TV shows, they were parading one more Democrat after another and talking head after another to talk about Donald Trump and his Russia ties. Hakeem Jeffries was on The View. You know, you've got all these other ones. And they're going after Donald Trump every which way possible to position him as the enemy of the state. So when Georgia and New York now go through all this kind of crap and more to follow, it's unbelievable. Absoluteness of this attack on him, it's personal. And I got to tell you, it's not good for America. I'm sorry. Love him or hate him, this is not good for America.
David, and I'm just dropping in the chat some of the overall, the Eighth Amendment. And David, it really is about the Constitution and not Donald Trump. They need to understand, the listeners, the viewers. And again, David, normally we're more, you know, absurd, and we're normally more jovial. And you notice, David, I'm taking a much different, you know, tone here, because this is so serious that, you know, people don't get it. Nope. You know, this precedent is massive. And they can go after you for any other reason at any other time and confiscate your wealth.
Listen, you imagine they're coming after your home and everything you own.
Doesn't that sound like communist Russia?
You got to get there, David. No, but I'm saying the scary part is it has tones of it, and when. The whole idea of the checks and balances, the whole system was to avoid this type of corruption, this type of ad, and it's not happening. And I'm telling you, that's why I'm saying Americans should be scared. If you allow that much power to the judicial system to permit politics to creep in there, there's no more balance.
Stuart, David, we got to wrap it up. I think I took a ton of this time. I hope I've got everyone to understand that this isn't about left. It's not about right. It's not about Donald J. Trump. It's not about Bill Clinton under a desk or Obama's right to be a president. This is really about the fabric of the Constitution. David, take it away.
That's pretty scary how what you just said. Thank you all for listening today to the Rant Network. We hope you found value in today's dialogue, and we didn't give you nightmares, but you have a lot to be concerned about if you live in the United States. We are back on Monday, as we are every Monday, Wednesday, noon, Friday, and noon Eastern. By the way, unedited, unfiltered, you get what you hear. We don't tweak, clean any of this crap like other podcasts like to do. We are all over the social media, all over the podcasts. We are on YouTube, and we have our own net website. So please subscribe to you so you can get notifications of our next rant. We do appreciate your feedback, the comments, and all the messages that you send. info@therantnetwork.com is the place to send your stuff. Keep it up, folks. And until Monday, have yourself a wonderful weekend. Stuart, you know what to tell everybody.
Goodbye.